Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to take calls throughout the hour. Riding shotgun with us is Dr. Corey Gold. We're going to look at all the big scandals and a bunch of breaking news. Will Obama stage something to get himself out of this? I don't even know if that'll work at this point. People say, well, the whole government's corrupt. Why go after Obama? You got to start punishing them somewhere, or they think they can get away with anything. So the arrogant liar in chief is politically in deep trouble, and his whole agenda is in deep trouble. And I just want to salute Ted Cruz, and I want to salute Rand Paul, because if it wasn't for them and you, the American people, they'd have passed that anti-gun garbage, and they would have already passed the amnesty stuff. And people are like, well, why was Rand Paul at first? Why was Rand Paul at first, like, you know, pro amnesty? He wasn't. He was for real, reasonable path to citizenship for legal folks. But then when he saw the bill was a double cross, he was against it. And, you know, it's kind of like he went to a Christian group yesterday or a few days ago and said, you know, I'm not a total libertarian who wants to run around naked smoking pot. Because I guess he's trying to fight the Aqua Buddha stuff. It's okay, Rand. Everybody had fun in college. And then libertarians are like, you're demonizing libertarians. No, he was trying to wake up a group of mainline Christians that libertarianism is a good idea. There's the article, Rand Paul, libertarians advocate everyone go out, run around with no clothes on and smoke pot. And Kurt Nimmo wrote a critical article. I don't control my writers. I respect Kurt. We have a difference of opinion on this article. And I'm not saying play politics, but I want Rand Paul to become president. I know Rand Paul. I know he's the real deal. I know he's a real person. That's why they don't like him. That's why they probably won't let him become president. Because they know, basically, folks, they've already had articles going, Jones knows Rand's trying to co-opt the Republicans, not the other way around. That's why we've got to get Rand Paul. Notice our enemies don't like Rand. Okay, I know Rand Paul's real, okay? As real as it gets, and he's very smooth, and he's presidential material. And I think it's good to, you know, criticize him like Nimmo did. That's Nimmo's right. But I just don't agree with it. I mean, it's a figure of speech. It's like Rand Paul says, hey, you can't just use drones randomly circling around where everybody's a suspect. Now, if somebody was a suspect and just robbed a liquor store, you know, then you could send a drone in on them. People are like, what, now he wants to use drones on us? No, he was trying to explain to people, you just can't have drones hovering around where everybody's a suspect. That's a police state. He's trying to argue with them in a way to convince them, in a way to win. But then you notice, always at the key point, he tries to kill the NDAA. He tries to kill the Patriot Act. He tries to end the illegal wars. He tries to kill the foreign funding. Of all these nations is bankrupting us and helping the globalist corporations use us to fund their empire. We look at the spoils of this empire. He's killing the immigration bill while saying he's for it. And again, I'm not for using deception in politics. He said, yes, if the bill actually, you know, legally, people that are here legally and aren't on welfare and want to be contributing members of society, we need immigration. I'm all for that. And then the bill doesn't do that. It creates 30 million Democratic voters to take our guns. Then he's got credibility to blow the bill up. Same thing with Ted Cruz. And I didn't trust Ted Cruz up front. And I was even critical of him a few years ago when he started running. And we did an interview with him. We did a serious interview with Ted Cruz. And I got to say, I'm sold now. And that's just the way it is. So, and again, we can all sit there and nitpick all day long. If I see Rand Paul or Ted Cruz get off the Libertarian Constitutional Reservation in their actions, then I will criticize them and say, hey, we like you better than Chucky Schumer trying to take our guns and, you know, Michael Moore, but hey, don't become Boehner. You know, but when Boehner comes out and says, we need criminal charges, we need to have criminal investigations, we need to have a congressional investigation, we can't trust the Justice Department. I'm like, because Boehner is a politician. I don't like him, but if we can take him over, if we can throttle him politically and make him do the right thing, good. I mean, we need to politically bullwhip that little guy into doing what we want. We need to muscle for the Republic. This is a war.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I will get to David, Kelly, Jeff, Shirley, and others in this hour who are patiently holding. I want to talk about Benghazi Gate. They want to talk about IRS harassment of Liberty Group Gate, where they openly say, in the memos, Inspector General, if you talk about the Constitution and promote freedom or American systems, that's when they went after you. This is an enemy occupying force. You know, if the Nazis would have taken over America, which they came close to doing under the McCormick-Dickstein Committee, I actually exposed that in Congress. If you don't know about it, the London Guardians reported on it. It was classified after it happened, a lot of it, because it was so shocking that a lot of top families in America wanted to actually join the Nazis in the mid-30s. Hitler was very popular. He was on the cover of Time magazine as a good guy, as a progressive. The reason I segue off into that is that if the Nazis would have taken over America, you would think the Nazis were good because the media would tell you so. And the tactics being used by Obama and by corrupt elements of the government are what authoritarians have done over and over again. We know exactly what this is. And if the Nazis would have gotten control in the coup d'etat they planned in 1935, 36, 37, if General Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, rock star in the newsreels, just amazing guy, best-selling author, if if he hadn't blown the whistle and gone along with the coup plan, we would have been under fascist control. And, you know, it's the same thing today. We need to say no to the foreign globalist banks. And if the Nazis would have taken over with their own brand of American fascism, they would have said the Constitution's bad, the Bill of Rights is bad, anybody that promotes this is the enemy. That's what they did through puppet states in Poland and Austria and France and everywhere else. They came in with collaborators. I mean, how the Germans only left like 50,000 troops in France after they took it over. The French actually stood down. They bought off 9 out of 10 of their generals. The Blitzkrieg didn't really succeed. They only had to drive the British at Dunkirk with their expeditionary force that happened to already be in France up to the coastline. And then they even called off the Luftwaffe headed up by Hermann Göring. I mean, this is the history of it, and let the British go back. Because they had a peace treaty with England, and that's why Albert Speer then... Well, that came out in the Nuremberg trial. Rudolf Hess then tried to fly over and deliver it and the rest of it, and they just locked him up. The truth is the British had actually helped put Hitler in power, promised him he could take over Europe, and then set him up. And again, that's not the British people that did that. I start thinking about Benghazi Gate and what's happening in America, and I go back to Napoleon. I go back to Hitler. I go back to Lenin. I go back to Mao. I go back to Julius Caesar. I go back to Genghis Khan, Kublai Khan. I go back to Mesoamerica and Montezuma. I go back because it repeats over and over again. And I'm sitting here. I've seen this movie 100 times. I know what's going to happen. That's what's so frustrating is that I understand it. And it's not hard to understand. We've got grade A hardcore cancer in America politically. And you either cut it out, folks, or it's going to go all the way. And I've said the power structure, large segments of it, are now going, wait a minute, I'm not going to be in power? Because, see, when they started going after billionaires and stuff, the globalists did, who weren't part of the club, they've now turned against the dominant power group of Rockefeller and Warren Buffett at the core of it. And so there's a fight internally in the globalists right now. And the globalists are people like us as well. A lot of them are not pure evil because they're not in the inner circle. They haven't been admitted into it because they're not totally wicked. And if we just politically put out the ideas of liberty, we're going to sell people in the media and in the power structure at all levels to get into what we're selling, which is freedom. Freedom is very sexy, folks. It's very alluring. It's empowering and it's addictive. Not being afraid of the globalists, not being afraid of what they do to me, breaking huge national stories every week, catching them in lies, having victories against them, and I'm just one guy with an army of liberty lovers behind me. And other people are tuning in to what Thomas Jefferson called the animating contest of liberty. And these people now go before the state police nationwide and say, we're getting ready to take the guns of Christians and arrest them. And the state police in Colorado, and I was also told, this came out in the news, but I was also told in Texas, actually are now getting up in these meetings, even though they were hired because they follow orders, and are going, what is this? They're actually having that moment of what? The IRS is spying on college students that have Facebook accounts criticizing big government? And they're going after effective people, good-looking people, people with high grades. They're scared of you because they know that humans have power. The team we're playing against is a bunch of scum. And if you would just get up off your hind ends, folks, we'd beat these people very quickly. And they're scared of people that know the power we have. I'm telling you, folks, there's a spirit of liberty. And it comes from the creator of the universe. And it is religious. I'm just going to, you know, I'm not selling some religion. I'm not saying what church to go to. I'm telling you, I've studied history, and good is always driven by a spiritual belief in justice. And the people driven by that spirit do not fear pain of death or torture. And we are the light of the world. We are the real salt of the world. We are the real illuminated ones. The New World Order calls themselves the Illuminati, but their symbol is the owl that can see in the dark. It brings darkness to you so that it can rule. They're not the real illuminated ones. Lucifer is not the real illuminated one. He's not the angel of light. He's trying to be God. God is the real light. God is the real music of the spirit. God is the real universe. God is the creator. God is life. That's what I worship. Not the twisted ones that would play God. Now, I didn't mean to go off into that. I am a preacher. More and more, that's what I'm called. Not the bulldog. That's been one nickname, but the preacher. And we'll hold Corey Gold a little bit in the next hour. I know he has his own show coming up at 2 Central today on some of the same affiliates we're on, KSCO and others. But I wanted to get him on about Benghazi Gate. I wanted to get him on about IRS Gate. I wanted to get him on about spying on the press gate. Secret police gate, intimidation gate, whistleblower gate, authoritarianism gate. People are finally waking up and going, this guy's a crook. And other reporters who were scared are now reporting what's happening. And coming up later in the hour, I'm going to play a minute and a half clip for radio listeners. The video's up on Infowars.com. It's unedited except for one cuss word we cut out. Where the police come and say, we heard there might be a domestic disturbance. We're going to come in your house. They go, no, you don't have a warrant. We're not going to. Everything's fine. So they kick down the door, and then the people are standing there peaceably with their hands up, and they taser them as a torture punishment. And you're seeing this more and more where the police come in your house without warrants, or they lock down Boston and say everybody is a suspect. What about the government being a suspect? We're going to get into that as well. We're going to break it all down, and then later in the hour, we're going to get into big news not being reported, because I always give different numbers, but Dr. Gold has actually broke these now. These are conservative, because some estimates are 1 out of 10 adverse reactions, 1 out of 100 are some estimates, because the hospitals want to cover this up. I want to talk about the real threat to you and your family. Everybody knows people dying of flesh-eating bacteria and other drug-immune bacteria. There's a lot of superviruses now. I mean, everybody. I will not get near a hospital because of the stuff in them. If I do, I go to new clinics that don't have histories of sickness, and I know the medical system in Central Texas, and I actually do research. I will not take my children in some place that's an old facility or that has it, or a place that has chronically sick people in it. But 784,000 deaths from medical mistakes in 2011, no one went to jail. 106,000, this is the latest statistics, are always 2 years old, of those deaths from prescription drugs wrongly used. And these are conservative numbers. You know, I said 500,000 die from flesh-eating bacteria a year, or other bacteria in the U.S. That should, you know, going for a minor procedure. You want to get liposuction, and, you know, you're dead a day later. Deadly bacteria that nothing can kill, you know, living in that place. And then it's just a non-issue. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. But we're going to break here in a moment. Dr. Corey Gold received his doctorate in dental surgery at the University of California, San Francisco in 88. Prior to that, he received a bachelor's degree in biology with a minor in chemistry from California State University, Fullerton, a bachelor's degree in dental sciences from the University of California, San Francisco. He's got a bunch of other degrees I'm not going to go over. He's one of the biggest developers of the best-selling mineral and vitamin supplements on the market. So he's a rock star in his own right on that front. But I got him on about Benghazi and all this. Here's my question for you. Will they survive all of these compounding scandals, and what do you think is at the bottom of it, Dr. Corey Gold?
Yeah, I think they're going to survive. Hi, Alex. It's scary. I'm more scared today than I was on 9/11 because it's just you see that we're boiling in a pot like a frog, and they're heating the water, and we're just sitting there being cooked alive, and no one's jumping out of the pot. We hear that the government is spying on the media. They're tapping their phones. They're checking who they're talking to. They're recording their messages. We're finding out that the government is going after and targeting groups that they don't like. And it's crazy. The groups they don't like are the ones that are pro-America. We're finding out that the government is rewriting history. You mentioned Nazi Germany. They're rewriting history on what happened in Benghazi. We say we're fighting al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and yet we're doubling the amount of money we're sending to al-Qaeda in Syria. It's like 1984 here, and it's happening faster and faster. My children, their whole generation believes that anything they say on the phone, anything they type on the phone, anything they put on Facebook, anything that they write down, the government's watching, reading, and categorizing. It's a scary world, and it's getting faster.
Dr. Corey Gold's our guest. We're going to come back and get into all this with him, take your phone calls, and then get into some amazing medical news that is vital for the future of you and your family, my family. We're all in this together, folks. We are in strange days. Indeed, I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv for the live video feeds.
Stiction. It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount, today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotshotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotshotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hotshot Secret, powered by science.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Corey Gold is our guest. I'll get to your calls in the next segment, and if he can do a little bit in the next hour, because I got him on late, we'll do that, because I'm going to get into this medical news. By the way, I just want to say this before I go any further. For years, I've talked over the phone and in text and things to Mike Judge, the creator of so many big hit TV shows. And he was a top engineer when he was like 20, helping design F-18s. Very smart guy. His dad was a famous archaeologist, Jim Judge. I've gotten a chance, because he's invited me out, to hang out with him the last 2 days, like 10 hours. And we're going to air an interview next week. Mike Judge has never been political, but things are obviously getting pretty bad in the country. So Mike Judge, a political interview, part of it's political. It's definitely going to be newsmaking next week. Shot it at his house last night and then went out with him to hear some more live music because we have the same taste in music. And I got to say, I know a lot of celebrities, and they're all really interesting people. They're the kind of folks that end up reaching out to us one way or the other who are into this info. Mike Judge, well, I mean, look what he's created. This guy is just so smart. Well, I mean, he's like a rocket scientist, and he is just so cool. And I know a lot of mutual friends that have known him for years say how cool he is, and it's definitely true. Man, amazing. So that's coming up next week. I just want to say that there. I'm leaving it at that. And you're going to hear some liners. He did some liners as Hank Hill. The only show I listen to is the Alex Jones Show. I'm sorry. Corey Gold, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. I want to give people some positive news. But the reason I raise that is everybody that doesn't like this tyranny needs to start speaking up. Do you agree with that? And why do you think Obama will get away with this?
Well, the press tends to love him. If this would have been George Bush... You know, that's the one thing I liked about the relationship between George Bush and the press is they didn't like each other. And the press took pride in making him look silly. But, you know, John Carney goes to the microphone and says the craziest things as the president's spokesperson, and the press rarely calls him on it. I was checking during the break CNN. Benghazi's not mentioned on their main page. The IRS scandal's not mentioned on their main page. That's CNN. So they tend to paper over his shortcomings. They tend to paper over his scandals. They haven't woken up yet to who he is.
I agree with you. They're going to try to get away with it, but I actually see a lot of the press was just intimidated. They're now using this as an excuse to do the right thing and expose what Obama's gone along with. But then to say the Justice Department is going to investigate things they admittedly did, here's the deal. If they get away with this, the sky's the limit then. We're really in trouble.
That's what I'm afraid of, and we need to be real. We need to be very vocal right now. We need to be very vocal as people. We can't be afraid. They're trying to make us afraid to give our thoughts on Facebook to each other. They're trying to make us afraid to say our thoughts to each other over the phone. They're trying to make us afraid to write what we think in emails. They're trying to make us afraid to write our congresspeople because we'll be intimidated by
them. That's what my reporter, David Knight, we've had arguments about it. And it's just so bold if they're doing that because it's alien to me. It doesn't intimidate me. It makes me mad. He thinks, and most of my listeners seem to think, they're just using this as an excuse to go, yeah, we're spying on you. Yeah, we want to know what you're reading. We're going to ask you what your reading list is. Yeah, that's normal. Yeah, we're watching you. Like, this is their coming out.
It's like Stalinist Russia that we fought against in the Cold War. That's how you used to spy on their neighbor over there, and they get paid to spy on their neighbor. This is what it's kind of like right now. We got drones in the sky following us 24/7. We have communications being monitored 24/7. They're trying to make you afraid to have a thought other than the ones in parallel concert with the government.
I saw a Reaper a few months ago at stalling speed. It looked like it was going 100 miles an hour. I'm surprised it didn't fall out of the sky. And, of course, I almost ran off the road trying to take photos of it. I was on a Mixmaster when it flew over. And it was a drone flying slow right over Austin, unmarked, bigger than Dallas.
Oh, they can stay up in the air 48 hours at a time. I mean, we know we're being watched. It's not even if. We are being watched right now. But I got to think that the press has got to be pretty worried. And we as Americans have to be worried when the press who's investigating stories, they're being watched by the government. The government is now trying to figure out who is the press talking to. Maybe people are telling the press things that we don't want them to know.
Yeah.
What they know.
Yeah, what does the government have to hide? They're always wanting our stuff without warrants, saying, what do you have to hide? Well, I don't trust you criminals with my info. That's why you leave the lights on when you go out at night. You don't want to get robbed. I mean, people say, why do you want privacy? Because the crooks will use the info.
I saw one of the major news networks saying they thought it was okay.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, you know, because, of course, if you have nothing to hide, then what do you care if they're reading your materials? What do you care if they're keeping databases? We need to be tracking people because there are some bad people out there. By that token, no one should ever drive because every once in a while somebody gets in an accident. By that token, people shouldn't be doing anything because of interest.
It was CNN yesterday. We put it on screen. The guys put it up there. Carney was up there, and he said, hey, we need to give up liberty for safety. And he said, we need to spy on you so you're safe. And the spying was to keep AP from exposing their criminal activities. I mean, these people all need to be arrested. That is not an extremist statement.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
For nearly 20 years, Alex has been the voice of warning on threatening issues that the big media won't dare talk about. Threats that trample the American dream. You know what we all face. A crashing economy that's forcing millions out of work and from their homes. Half of Americans need help just to feed themselves. Legalized pollution of our food is sickening us with cancer and disease. The food you can trust in facing any of these threats comes from eFoods Direct. It tastes great and stores up to 25 years, ready for when you need it most. Be smart and be prepared for whatever life throws your way with your own food supply from eFoods Direct. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get a free evacuation kit with select purchases. This kit is a $200 value and is perfect as a bug-out bag or for emergencies. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find out more.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
With the freeway. My love is in league with the freeway. I think that says it all. I listened to that song. I remember moving down here in high school, and then in college I'd go back and visit old girlfriends in Dallas, driving the 4 hours up in the car. Something fun about going to visit somebody you love, you care about over a distance, makes it a lot better once you get there. There is so much going on. I'm going to go to your phone calls here. He's going to ride shotgun with us 30 minutes the next hour, Dr. Corey Gold. That way we can get into all this medical news he's got. But there's a lot of news breaking at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and also DrudgeReport.com. It's got some new news I'm going to get to here in a moment. But Dr. Gold, what do you think about Benghazi? Because some cynics are saying the media already knew about all this, which is admitted, that's come out. The IRS stuff, the spying on the media, the persecution of whistleblowers. That's been in the news for years. Just like Fast and Furious was in the news for years before mainstream media picked up on it. And that they're only covering it now because Benghazi is red-handed murder. The ordered stand down for 6 to 8 hours, depending on how you cut it, with predator drones overhead, with high def infrared, and it's now come out they ordered the stand down. And so this is a desperate scandal to divert a scandal, kind of like Red Adair, who developed, 70 years ago or whatever, blowing up an oil well fire with dynamite, using a bigger explosion to extinguish another fire. But I don't just see that chain reaction getting them out of it. I'm worried they may stage something bigger. So get into the Machiavellian areas, because I hear your show sometimes. I go and listen to some of the podcasts that are out there. And I tune into KSCO, one of our affiliates. I'm on two stations you're on out in California. So I really actually enjoy the areas you bring up, tickling my little synapses to see different angles. Because we know they're lying. We know they've been caught lying, but there's stories behind the story. So what do you think's really going on with Benghazi? And again, is this other stuff a distraction from that?
Well, when you think about Benghazi, one of the things I keep hearing from, even from Barack Obama, is, well, that's old news. Like 7 months ago was old news now. Well, forget it. It was 7 months ago. So we were a bad government 7 months ago. The reality is, when you think about it, is we put Americans in harm's way. Americans were killed. It was a 9/11, and to think that there was not enhanced protection when they knew that it was definitely terrorists attacking the consulate, they didn't send help. Then afterwards, they pretended like they didn't think it was a planned attack. And now we're supposed to feel like we're bad guys for saying, hey, how did all that happen? And why did you tell us a different story after the fact? And if you tell us a different story about the attack on Benghazi, then really a thinking person has to ask, what else are you telling us a different story about? If that's not true, if that whole thing was a lie from start to finish, then what else are we hearing every single day that's not true? And I think that's the bigger question, is when are people going to wake up and ask, wait a second, if you could go to the microphone over and over again, if you could send your key executives to the microphone over and over again and tell us something that was completely false, what else are you telling us that's false about everything else that we're reading and hearing?
Yeah, so there is a loss of confidence, so the establishment may flush Obama because he becomes a liability for him, but they're their own little criminal crew with their own blackmail and insider dirt and a power structure that doesn't want to leave power. So I don't expect them to go quietly. But now Boehner is talking about criminal charges and how that's needed. So I thought this would be whitewashed a lot quicker, but I actually see it blowing up. I think Obama could end up getting impeached.
Well, that's a high bar, because you have to prove that he was. It's like Nixon. You have to prove that he was the one who covered it up. And a lot of people usually take a fall on the sword for the president of the United States. He could say all these bad people around me did things, but I was unaware. I was acting on what I thought was the right intelligence. And that's what George Bush said about why we went to war in Iraq. So people will fall on the sword for him. But obviously, people have to start saying, if this is untrue and they're still telling us to forget about it, what else are we hearing from the government? Think about this. The stock market's at an all-time high today. All-time high today, yet 1 out of 7 Americans can't afford to buy food. 1 out of 7 Americans is on food stamps, yet the stock market's at an all-time high. Tell me how the economy is so great that the stock market's at an all-time high, yet 1 in 7 Americans can't afford to buy food. There's a very disconnect between what's really happening in America and what's happening for the elite and the rich and in the media.
Well, I agree with you. And so where do you see all this going?
It all depends on us. It all depends on us. Dancing with the Stars is on right now, and I hear it's a good season. And, I hear they're bringing back all those Fox comedy shows. And I am afraid, I got to tell you this, I am afraid that there could be something big coming up to divert our attention from what we're at right now. Right now we're chasing this administration. We don't believe them in the IRS situation. We don't believe them in Benghazi. We don't believe them on a lot of fronts. And when you start worrying about your belief in the government, wag the dog often happens, where something big all of a sudden changes your focus of attention, and I'm afraid that might be the case.
What about a false flag? You mentioned how the government publicly, I mean, it's even in mainline news like London Telegraph, doubling funding for real al-Qaeda. They actually wear al-Qaeda uniforms, al-Qaeda flag, say, okay, Libya now, next Syria, then America. They've gotten heat-seeking missiles from Benghazi. And then it turns out the group that came and attacked the ambassador there at the substation was actually the group hired to run security in Benghazi by the State Department. And then they ordered the military to stand down. I mean, they wanted him dead. This is a hit from all the info I've got. That's why they're covering it up.
Well, we have Libya, which we helped, quote unquote, liberate for the rebels, who I still don't know who they are. I don't think they love America very much. But we got rid of Muammar Gaddafi, and now the rebels are in charge. And miraculously, all the weapons out of Libya wind up in a conflict in Syria. And we're giving money to the Syrian rebels, who are largely al-Qaeda. There's a video online right now of al-Qaeda rebels literally killing Syrian soldiers and eating their hearts. I'm not making this up. These are the people we're supporting.
Yeah, I'm no fan of Assad, but I mean, real al-Qaeda is the main brigade, and you've got their commanders eating hearts on TV saying, we've got the videos, we're going to blow up America and Israel next. And then I guess when Israel and the U.S. get attacked, the governments will just use that to take our rights. See how perfect that is?
You know something? In a convoluted world, it makes sense. But in a world of purpose and values, it makes no sense at all. You're right. I am no fan of Assad at all. But are the people we're supporting, are they any better? Well, what are we doing?
They're like 20 times worse.
I mean, right.
Look, al-Qaeda has already got these missiles. Now they're going to blow stuff up. And you know it's going to be our rights. Dr. Gold, it's going to be my family that loses rights. It's going to be you. I mean, look at how they are now flipping the script from al-Qaeda's what Homeland Security is for to libertarians, returning vets, Christians, Catholics, Jewish groups were listed by Fox News in the article. And they're saying Christians can't pray in the military now. But what is going on here?
You know, you feel the pace quickening, and it scares me because I see so much is happening so fast. And it's not just one area. It seems to be all over the globe, all over the board. And I don't know if they're testing us right now to see just how much we'll take and how much we'll push back. And I think the average American has to push back right now. And that means, telling your neighbor, telling your friends, just don't buy what you see on television. Question what you hear. Make sure that your elected officials understand that you want to see heads roll when it comes to the IRS scandals. You want to know what happened in Benghazi. You want to know what the government's doing and why they're so invasive into your personal space. Because until the public pushes back, it's just going to keep rolling.
Absolutely. We got a bunch of callers I want to go to on a host of issues. I want to go to Shredder first, and then we'll go to David and others here. We'll have more of these Obamagate meltdown news coming up in the next hour, a bunch of key medical news that's been breaking as well. But I want to get to all your calls, and then we'll get into some of the latest info. Rangel is saying to Obama in Politico, is saying, hey, you need to come clean because the cover-up's going to get to you. And the fact that you've got a lot of other Democrats saying Obama's in trouble. Corey, I understand you're cautiously saying you think he may get away with it. I don't think he will. Boehner's saying people need to go to jail over this. Their underlings were ordered to do this, just like Fast and Furious. And I think Fast and Furious should be reopened. We either get on the offense or we get destroyed. And I think this is very, very exciting what's happening. I hear you. But the Holder saying, not me, points finger at deputy for AP phone taps. Holder faces Capitol Hill grilling. That's some of the news up on drudgereport.com right now. Now, punching this up for TV viewers, radio listeners, I need to go see these photos. What are these weird street signs being installed in Las Vegas? They look like the IntelliStreet system last May 14th, a year ago, yesterday, that the government is spending billions of dollars to purchase and put in that actually watch and listen to you. That's their own promo video that says that. And they have these TV screens that bark orders at you. This is a computer screen with a badge as the face. It's like a devil. And we've got Shredder in Ohio says he can tell us what some of this is. It's got like an intelligence pod, like the Google system up at the top of it. We know it's some type of police spy grid, but we need to find out exactly. It says, I believe these are notification signs that are illuminated during roadside checkpoints for identification. You'll be glad to have this type of policing when they pull scumbag cops off the streets. It's all pre-planned. Don't you see? They know your reaction in advance. Now, I agree. They try to make cops act bad, but then make them us against them mentality. I got to be honest, folks. I've talked to cops. They're more awake than the general public. As bad as police are, they're actually more awake than the general public because they live in the real world and know what they're being told to do. Still out of control. Let's go to Shredder in Ohio. Shredder, do you have any info on what these systems are being put in Las Vegas?
Yes. Greetings from the world of technology, Alex. I work for the world's largest telecom company, AT&T. We host a variety of services that we deploy in the field. What you're probably talking about, though, is something with like an IP address allocated to it. I haven't seen that sign yet.
No. That's how they sell them. It's a wireless command hub for government and others, but they admit it doubles as a spy grid like the Google cars sucking everything up.
Yeah, so it more than likely work off a local network connection or something like that, which is, you know, mainly what we handle. We do a lot of residential services for high-speed internet and things like that, but the new product that we are launching in several test markets across the country right now is a system called Digital Life, and basically this is a home automation system with IP addresses.
I'm aware of it. Yeah, it's for the smart meters to jack in and spy on everything, right?
Right. And this will be available to you in your test market or, you know, whatever, you know, market they decide to launch it in. But, you know, this is a real thing. And people, you know, speculate. I tell people all the time that it's possible, and they just shake their head. Well, now you can go buy it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Dr. Gold was talking about. Everything's just being rolled out. And, yeah, I know I read about Digital Life. Google's coming out with their own where all the appliances – we did an issue in the magazine a few months ago about this – where all of the appliances, whether you like it or not by law, have spy tech, which even physically listens and watches you. The CIA director bragged that, yeah, your washing machine's watching you. And, it's personalized for you, and it just bathes you in wireless pollution while the Imperial probe droid out on the power pole or on the side of your house grabs it all. I mean, so even if you don't want to work it yourself, you turn off your smart meter. People are doing this. Their whole house turns off. That's because it's jacked into everything. I appreciate your call, sir. Dr. Gold, your take on this Orwellian activity.
It's becoming, you're right. Orwellian's the perfect way to put it. And we're accepting it. We're accepting it that the government puts out the version of reality. If the press either goes along with it or the press is spied upon to make sure that it is prevented from saying something contrary to the government. The government's now listening to your home. They're reading what you write. They're listening to what you say. And you're either a friend or you're an enemy. You're either one of us or you're one of them. And it's a pretty spooky place when that happens.
And it's sold as effortless control where, oh, your smartphone will run everything in your house, but that allows them everywhere into your home, and they are bad guys. You're like, well, what do I have to hide? It's not that. They're bad guys. They will use it against you.
Well, what you consider a bad guy and what they consider a bad guy might be two different things. People who like the Constitution, people who talk about limited government, people talk about lower taxes even, are not considered good guys by a lot of people in the government. Those are the enemies by a lot of people in the government. People who question, do we really need this much intrusion on our personal lives by the government? Do we need a government this large? Are considered the enemy by a lot of people in government.
And we said government would do everything it's now doing once it got big, because it always does. And now we know what comes next. I mean, look, folks, it's getting so bad at this rate that I will have to get my family out of the U.S. in the next year or two. I've said I'll stay here and go down with the ship, but I don't know where to send them, Dr. Gold. I mean, I know you probably have these discussions with your family as well. I mean, we don't want to wait till it's too late and they come arrest us all, or then we've got to have a war with them. And the idiots they're going to send are just basically robots. I don't want to have a war with these people. But you know what? I'm not going to your damn FEMA camp. Excuse me.
Yeah, I think right now is kind of the time where we have to make ourselves be clear. There's a lot more of us than there are of the others. So we just need to make sure that the people who work for us, who are elected officials, understand we're pissed off, we're angry, we're understanding of what's going on. We don't want it, and we're going to push back against it. And guess what? They want to be reelected. If you tell them, I'm going to throw your butt out if you don't go the direction we need to be going, they'll go along with you.
Sure. Let's go to David in Maryland. David, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey there, Alex. I wanted to go on the issue on Benghazi. I mean, a man was murdered. There was four of them. And I don't like, if you watch the media, how they're spinning what's going on with the AP, and they're saying it's a matter of national security as to why somebody, or they raided the records. But yet, when you watch the news, Benghazi goes away. It's like deflected everything away from that.
No, I agree. And here's Carney, a Human Events headline, Obama spokesman. Benghazi happened a long time ago. And Hillary says, what difference does it make why they died? Well, next time you kill somebody and the cops show up, they go, who killed this person? What difference does it make? I mean, look at how they just tell us. What difference does it make?
Anymore. And I have a bad feeling that nothing is going to come out of this, that it's just all going to go away. And I think it's over. I really do.
Well, they're having congressional hearings about taking everybody's pension funds.
Oh, I know. I like how they tied everything into 401k. If you're in a small business, that's where you have to put your money.
And I just hope all the idiots in government realize you're still going to have your 10 badge and your bureaucratic position, but you're going to be a third world serf too, you morons. I mean, all of this is about robbing us, so we're politically bankrupt, so we can't stand up against them. They want to break America's back forever. Thank you, David. We'll come back with Dr. Corey Gold. I'm Alex Jones.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown.
like a dog without a bone.
I haven't aired the audio and the video yet of the police out in California showing up saying, we got a report of some loud voices, we need to come in. Well, no, you don't. There's nothing. Everything's fine here. Kids are playing in the yard. The wife's there and everything's fine. And so they kick down the door, and then they're both there with their hands up, and they taser them. And it's all part of just teaching you to do what you're told. But the government's just out of control. And by the way, if the street cops don't know it, in almost every department, your bosses run the narcotics and run the gangs. And you all know that. You're told who to go after, who not to go after. I mean, just grow up and stop acting like the government isn't pure evil. Okay? Because there's no future if you don't do that. By the way, we're going to go to Kelly, and we're going to go to Jeff and James and Tony and PJ and everybody else that's holding as well. But going back to Dr. Corey Gold, who's riding shotgun with his talk show host in his own right on several stations. We're on out in California, like KSCO.com/Corey Gold. We're going to get into some medical news. A few weeks ago, I tried to get him on, but he had some family stuff going on. So I've just been able to get him on in the middle of all this news while we shifted gears. But I want to get into the medical issues of what they're not telling you. You know, they want to get rid of all your rights because of terrorists. And then you've got a better chance of dying from honeybee stings. You know, I've shown those statistics. Finally, the mainstream media has actually gone with that very headline. Bees kill more people. In fact, type that in, folks. Bees kill more people a year than terrorists. And then our government's funding terrorists. And I try to get the right numbers. Some numbers are 290-something thousand a year. You know, on the CDC's own website, die from infections in hospitals that weren't related to what they were admitted for. But then you find out maybe 1 out of 10 are getting reported on the chart that way. So is it millions? And then Corey Gold's got the number of 784,000 deaths from medical mistakes in 2011. That's on the CDC website. That's all of them combined, making it the number 3 cause of death. But reporter John Rappaport's broken that down. He says it's over 1 million, making it the number 1 cause of death with no one going to jail. Dr. Gold, tell us about that, but also put in a plug for InfoWarsHealth.com. You advise us on what products to have there. People can sign up for free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com and get free shipping when they sign up for AutoShip. They can sign up and become distributors for $10 and get discounts. And purchasing the great longevity products there also funds our operation. But you're heavily involved with InfoWarsTeam.com. You helped get me involved in it 2.5 years ago with MZ, and I want to thank you and Dr. Wallach. But quick plug for the longevity products at InfoWarsHealth.com.
Well, the best thing as parents, one of the best things we can do is keep our children healthy. I mean, and as family members, one of the best things we can do is protect our family. We know that the food out there is made from GMOs. We know that the crops are devoid of mineral content. We know we're not getting the things we need from our food supply anymore. We're being polluted in the air. We're being polluted in the water. We're just being attacked on all grounds, electrical radiation coming at us. So we better do something about it. And I know most people who are right-thinking don't want to be plugged into the institutionalized medical system. So what I'm advocating you do is get out there and try to stay as healthy as you can by eating as well as you can, drinking purified water, and, of course, taking vitamins, minerals, amino acids, omega oils that will help fortify you and give your body the nutrition it needs to be as strong as it can. And that's one of the reasons why we put together the Alex Pack, which is on InfoWars Health and InfoWarsTeam.com. And it has those 90 essential nutrients that will help your body do the best it can possibly do and help you stay as healthy as you can. And you need to be taking it, and your children need to be taking it, and we need to do everything we can not to be dependent on the government for our safety, health.
Absolutely. And the Pollen Burst Plus, with my ugly face on the cover, the best energy drink out there, the healthiest. It's got the bee pollen, all of it. It's available at InfoWarsHealth.com. Buy it, support the broadcast, and get an amazing nutrient.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.